The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. St. Matthew, in chapter 2, records an extraordinary and unexpected group of visitors to the newborn Christ child. He writes, "When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage.' On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh." The Feast of the Epiphany provokes three questions. First, who are the Magi? Secondly, why do they go to Bethlehem? And third, why does the Church commemorate their visit with a special liturgical feast? Well, the Magi were probably Zoroastrian priests. This was a monotheistic religion originating in Persia about 1,500 years before Christ. The word magi is from a Greek word that was used for the priests of that religion. Among their tasks was to study the movement of stars and planets, because they believed that celestial events had an earthly counterpart. And these magi saw something, we can't be sure exactly what it was, that signaled an important event taking place in Israel. They would have been familiar, after all, with the Jewish scriptures and the expectation of a Messiah. The fact that their study of nature led them to see God's hand at work is an interesting commentary on the relationship between faith and science, which both have the same objective, namely the discovery and the articulation of the truth. Having concluded that a major event had taken place, the Magi journeyed to Israel. If they began in Persia, modern-day Iran, their journey would have taken many months of planning, preparation, and travel. They become part of a pilgrimage that began with the shepherds and which will continue as long as the world lasts, of all those seeking out the presence of Christ. Isaiah, in the first reading from the Mass from Isaiah chapter 60, anticipates this pilgrimage. "Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. They all gather and come to you." The Church calls this feast Epiphany, the manifestation, because when we commemorate their visit, these magi teach us what it means to be a pilgrim. They're not aimless wanderers or vagabonds, but travelers with a purpose and a destination. They have a restless heart because they're seekers of the truth, and their cultures and their religions could not supply adequate answers. They were looking for something greater, and in Christ they find it. They were also men of courage, because they're willing to go forth towards the unknown and the uncertain on paths filled with hidden dangers. And we can imagine that their decision was met with derision, but the wise men were inwardly seized by God, and so the way that he pointed out was more important than what other people thought. Their outward pilgrimage was an expression of their inward journey, the inner pilgrimage of their hearts. One concrete sign of our participation in that pilgrimage is the custom of the Epiphany blessing. In many churches, including our own, chalk is blessed on Epiphany and given to the faithful who use it to mark the lintels of their front door or their bedroom or their office doors or all of them with symbols of the wise men. And rather than explain it here, I invite you to go to the parish website, seascatholic.org, and click on the link for the January bulletin. It contains instructions for the Epiphany blessing. Or you can simply Google it. Blessed chalk is also available in the vestibule of the church throughout the week. We ask Mary, who showed to the wise men the new King of the world, to be a loving mother to us and to show Jesus Christ to us and help us to be guides along the way which leads to him. God bless you.